honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I think it is very important to feel good about what you do, to have confidence in yourself. And is there a fine line between bragging and feeling great? Like, I think I'm great at what I do and I love it. I think Andrea is great. And another person who I think is great is Cornell Thomas, who joins us now. He's the author of The Power of Positivity, Controlling Where the Ball Bounces. Cornell, welcome back. You're so great.
Hey, guys, I am very excited to be on the phone with two just absolutely great, with a capital G, people right now. Thank you.
Woohoo! All right, Cornell, so let's talk about this, because sometimes I feel like I don't mean to brag, but I work really hard. I've been doing this for a lot of years. I dedicate myself to this, and I feel like it's okay to say when you're really good at something, but I think people get nervous about that. And again, there is that fine line between saying you're, you know, really awesome and bragging. Cornell, give us your take.
So this is what you just said was the problem, right? Because before you told me that you were great, what did you say? Well, I don't want to brag, but, you know, like, that's the way we're conditioned, you know? Like, that's the problem right there. That's the way we're conditioned. Since we're little, we're taught, you know, make sure you're humble, make sure you're humble. And there's nothing wrong with being humble. I'm not saying, you know, walk around with a shirt that says, I'm just so awesome and you suck. You know, it's just, but believing in yourself and saying, hey, you know what, I am great at what I do. It's looked at now in terms of society as, oh, well, they're egotistical or they're being arrogant. And I think that's bull. I think if you're great at something, you should be able to say, hey, you know what? I'm great at it. You know, they ask fighters, like, before they get into fights, like, okay, well, where do you see yourself? You know, are you in the top 10, top 20? And the fighter's like, ah, you know, I'm okay. No. Yeah, I'm the best fighter out there. That's what you're supposed to say. You know, everybody wanted to see Muhammad Ali lose. More people were there to see him lose than to see him win, because what did he say every fight? I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest of all time. What is he supposed to say? I'm the third best fighter of all time. You know, it sounds crazy when we say it, right?
So
it, like,
true.
Sounds
yeah.
nuts. But, like, that's the way we're conditioned. Since we're little, we're conditioned. Okay, you can be really good at something, but you can't be great. And that's crap. And I'll never, you know, my son is 11 months old. And every morning I play that song, that new song out by Aloe Black, I'm the Man. I play it to him every day. I play it for him.
That's
the way I want him to feel, and that's the way I feel.
You know what? I think it's a great point, Cornell, and this is a hard one for me. I'm going to be honest. I am very not okay. I'm not going to say very bad. I'm not as good as I need to be in terms of saying how great I am in terms of the work that I've been doing. I mean, I've been doing this for a really long time, 15 years. And Cornell, you and I have had many conversations, and I definitely need to improve. And that's why I feel that you're in my life and have come into my life, you know, in the past year or so, in terms of helping me really own it and say, you know, I am great at what I do, and I have, you know, made a huge difference in many people's lives. And I love that you're saying this, and I love that this topic, we're talking about this topic today, because it gives people permission to own it.
Yeah, 100%. You're so right, and it's everybody. Now, there's not times where I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, man, you know, like, I got to get myself in that mindset. I got to remember who I am. Like, this weekend, I spoke in Vegas at the Palms for this event called UlaQuest, and it was I'm speaking to a bunch of chiropractors. I'm not a doctor. You know, I had no idea I can go up there, and if I look at all the bad scenarios and if I don't know my value, I can say, I'm going to go up there, probably going to throw tomatoes and boo me off the stage. Or I can say, I'm going to go up there, kill it, and meet all these great people and network and have all these new friends. And that's what happened. You know, like, you get this feeling in your stomach when you're about to do something big, and you can take it either way. You can take it as nervousness, or you can take it as excitement. And if you believe that you're great at something, it's excitement. You're like, oh, man, I can't wait. You know, I can't wait to speak in front of 10,000 people. I can't wait to, you know, have this new radio show. I can't wait to do this. And that's how I feel. Like, when I'm packing stadiums and talking to stadiums full of people, and you and my girl Dre is there in the stands, I'm going to say, look, you know what? Remember we talked about this a while ago? I told you I was going to pack stadiums. You know?
Well, you just have to clarify what your girl Dre is. So maybe you can explain what that is for people out there listening. It's kind of an inside joke.
Well, Andrea, I call her, like, the first time when we went to the summit, we all met each other. I sent you guys emails right away because I loved your energy and we got along right away. And I sent Andrea, her message was like, I was calling her Dr. Dre. Because I was like, everybody's probably like, Miss Donsky, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, come on. She's Dre. Like, we got along immediately. I was like, she's Dre to me. So, like, I
okay,
give her all
okay, wait a second.
Now.
Lisa here is feeling left out. Okay, no, you know what? I can't stand when people talk about themselves. in that way. No, but I am. So what's, you got to come up with a nickname for me, just saying.
Yeah. I'll think of one. It's going to be, you know, I'm not going to do like one on the spot because it's not going to be as cool as it's going to be. I need at least a good 15 minutes and then I'll email you with your
nickname. All right. Sounds good. Now let's talk about this when it comes to, oh, go ahead, Andrea. Go ahead.
No, what I wanted to say is, you know, Cornell, I'd love to leave the people listening with some practical steps that they could implement into their lives. I mean, you know, Cornell, I'm a huge fan of mantras. So can you give, yes, you know, one or two mantras that people can write down as they're listening to the interview and they could tape it to their computer, to their fridge, to their wall, put it on their mirror in their bathroom, that they could say to themselves every single morning, you know, something along the lines of how great they are. Because the truth is that even if you don't believe it, if you say it often enough, you're going to start believe it and everyone else is going to believe it as well. So maybe you could leave us with a couple of mantras.
I will leave you with one. I will leave you with one because you just said one. You just said one for me that I was going to say. You just took it right from me. You said, you know, saying that you're great. You're saying that I'm great. I bet you $1 million if all the people listening right now went to the mirror and looked in the mirror, looked themselves right in the eye, they couldn't say I'm great without hesitating. Because that's just the, like I said, we're conditioned. You know, it's hard to say I'm great. Another thing I would say is just two words: I will. And that goes towards anything. I will.
I will.
I will be better. I will be great. I will be this. I will be that. I will make it. I will get this job interview. I will. You know, say that to yourself every day. I will. When I wake up in the morning, I will. I will. I will get this job. You know, I will do this. I will make this next connection. I will do. And those are great mantras that you have. And that's why I say every day. And I can look myself in the mirror and say, hey, you know, Cornell, you're great. And not say it in an arrogant way. Just say, hey, you know, you're great. You're putting time in. And being great doesn't mean you're not still getting better, like Lisa said. Being great is knowing that you're great and knowing that you still have much more to work on to solidify that every day.
Yeah, that is so true. I really love that. And I think it is. I mean, even though I'm very confident, when you're looking at yourself in the mirror, you do feel self-conscious about it. I mean, right, Andrea, yep, if you look in the mirror and be like, I'm great. But you got to move past that. It's like saying, looking in the mirror and saying you're beautiful and reminding yourself every day. And then, like, Andrea, you hit the nail on the head when you said other people will see that and they'll sense that confidence. And you should come, you got to, well, you're going to come back, of course, Cornell. But I'm thinking about, like, for job interviews and things like that and getting ahead in your career, that confidence goes a long way.
I'm telling you, I don't care if I ever, like, who interviews me. I'll be honest with you. You can put anyone you want. You can put the president in front of me and interview me. I'm looking at him like, hey, this, you're going to like me. And if you don't like me for whatever reason, then guess what? Somebody else is, and I'll just move on. You know, like, you got to play it that way. You know, when we did the summit, we're talking to you guys for 2 minutes, right? And then it's like we're gone. And you guys are talking to people all the time, and everybody's giving you all these pitches. I was just like, hey, either they like me or they don't. And if they don't, that's cool. I'm not going to stop liking myself. And that's why when I met you guys, it was like immediate, like boom, boom, connection. Because I didn't go there with my shoulders slumped like, hi, guys, my name's Cornell. I wrote a book. It's okay. You probably won't like it. You know? So it's like just the way you carry yourself.
No, I couldn't agree more. And I want to, you know, we only have about a minute left, but I do want to touch on another mantra that Cornell, you taught me this mantra, and I'm going to share it with everyone else, is there is only one you. Because I think that is one of the most powerful mantras that we can have. And this came from Mr. Cornell himself. There is only one you. So for all of you listening, please write it down. Right, Cornell? I mean, that you have about 20 seconds to give your opinion on it, but you said it to me. So please just share it with everyone else.
I mean, to be in this world, we are special. That's what we have to tell ourselves, and that's what I said on stage today, this weekend. You know, out of all those millions of swimmers, we made it. So just being here is a miracle. So there's only one you, and you have to own your unique self, and at least that's what you're doing, and Dre, that's what you guys are doing, and that's why I love you.
That's amazing. Thank you for being on the show, Cornell. There's only one you.
Me. I'm excited for my new nickname.
Exactly. All right. If you want to learn more about Cornell, which I hope you do, you can follow him on Twitter at Cornell Thomas. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This was a really fun show. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well and healthy.